The three front-running candidates in Alaska's contentious U.S. Senate race also answered questions during last night's debate. Democrat Scott McAdams and Republicans Joe Miller and Lisa Murkowski covered well-worn campaign issues like natural resource development and health care, but as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, also provided perspectives on issues that haven't received as much press.
There were no real shockers from the candidates, but their takes on the world were fleshed out a little better by a diverse assortment of questions, like when they were asked about whether creationism should be taught in schools. Scott McAdams and Lisa Murkowski said no, but Miller left room for God and evolution.
Anybody sitting here that doesn't think they're created, think again. We all are. Clearly, there are different ideas about origins. Science needs to be behind it, but there's good science on both sides of it. And I do believe that children should be permitted to see both sides.
There were more than two sides to some of the issues during last night's debate, but oftentimes Murkowski and McAdams were more aligned than either was with Miller. During a round of questions about foreign policy, Miller said the U.S. needs to minimize its non-military endeavors in other countries, while Murkowski and McAdams showed more support for humanitarian efforts. On the war in Afghanistan, Murkowski said Congress should not be micromanaging the decisions of military leaders.
I think we need to listen to the guidance of those that that we have put in charge. But for us to make that decision arbitrarily and say now's the time to pull out, I think is a mistake for us as a nation.
Scott McAdams was also willing to allow a little more time in Afghanistan, but added that he has a very high standard for committing the military to interventions.
A clear definition of what success looks like, because we can't afford in either human blood or in national treasury to continue to be engaged in nation building and endless war.
Joe Miller said the mission drift in Afghanistan from elimination of terrorism to nation building has handcuffed soldiers on the ground.
Where our men and women in uniform have to wait until they're shot at or killed before they can fire back. I mean, it's a ridiculous set of rules of engagement.
Miller also took the harder stance when it came to illegal immigration from Mexico, advocating for a fence between the two countries, while Murkowski and McAdams thought that wouldn't solve the problem. When the debate turned to finances and bank bailouts, Miller insisted no business is too big to fail.
It's a mistake. It's not based on the free enterprise system.
Murkowski, who voted for the bank bailout, says she grew to regret it because of how money paid back has been rerouted.
For other initiatives. That's not what this was all about. This was designed, you repay that, and it goes to reduce the deficit.
McAdams rounded out the dialogue by stressing the importance of Wall Street reform legislation, saying there wasn't much choice on the bailout.
You can either vote for this bill, or you can watch the Western world collapse.
The debate proceeded pretty cordially, except for one exchange between Miller and Murkowski over the future of Social Security. Murkowski started the skirmish by querying Miller about his proposed elimination of the program.
That's never come out of my mouth, Senator. That's yet another mischaracterization of what I've said.
It was reported
no
in
quote.
The Anchorage Daily News.
Well, that's right.
We
it was reported in the ADN, which is basically your arm piece in this entire campaign. That is not what I said. There's not a quote to that effect. I have said that we have got to go to a different system. People in my year group clearly have got to have the option of putting their money somewhere where that money is not going to be stolen from them, from the government.
Senator Murkowski, 15 seconds. Anything you need to say to that?
I'm still waiting for the answer.
I just told you.
Next up.
I think we need a group hug.
That may be a good option, given the tight nature of the race and the looming battle at the polls Tuesday. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.